Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to Speaker and iHeartRadio and YouTube for sponsoring this podcast today. Thank you so much for everything you do. And today I'm really excited because we have a very special guest on our show today. We have Bree and Bree Dela Cruz, and she is here to join us because she has an immensely gifted ability. She is a practitioner at Soul Luna Healing, and Bree specializes in specific healings, and she does energy healing. And she is going to talk about that today. And she's going to talk about how you can transform your journey in life of self-recovery and become aligned in your energies. And she's also going to show us how different things could help us to empower our lives and empower the best possible potential we have and how we can bring it out through different ways of channeling the energies within. And I'm so excited to have you on the show today. I really love your story. You were sharing some of your story with me earlier before the show, and I just found it so inspirational. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what motivated you to become a divine healer and specialize in energy healing?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I'm Bree. I'm an Akashic Record reader and an energy healer, as well as a hypnotherapist. But what really drove me to become an energy healer was my grandpa's journey through stage four cancer. My mom had me very young, at 17 years old. And so I lived with my grandparents for part of my life. And at the time, he was 57 years old. Super strong, as I mentioned, huge Bruce Lee fan, lifted weights in the basement, and had like health and wellness was his top priority. He's a very healthy man, but he was experiencing headaches. And so he went to the doctor, and they found that he had a tumor in his brain the size of a golf ball intertwined into his brain and told him that it was stage four. He did 33 rounds of chemo. And on the last round, they did the scans, and it didn't change the size of the tumor at all. So they told him, Mr. Dela Cruz, you have 6 months left to live. And he said, okay, I know I'm very weak, but I need to visit my mom, who's still living back in the Philippines. And so him and my uncles and cousins all went back with him back to the Philippines. And at this point, I'll say like he was so unhealthy that he was gray. He was in a wheelchair. He had to be carried from room to room. He was feeding out of a tube, couldn't walk, couldn't even change his clothes. My grandma and people from the community, healers specifically, came to visit them at the house, and they did energy healings on him for 7 hours a day for 7 days straight. On the third day, he was able to eat real food again. He was able to change his clothes. By the seventh day, he was able to walk around the house. He used to be carried. 2 weeks later, he was able to drive his car. And eventually, when they went back to Canada, like a week or so later, they did the scans again at the doctor, and the tumor was gone, completely shrunk, gone. And so he's still living today. He's 79 years old. He's much older, but he's still around and living. But yeah, watching that as a young girl, watching his transformation through that and his healing from energy healing really opened my eyes to the power of energy and the power of alternative healing. And so throughout life, of course, there are other intuitives and healers in my family that I've learned different techniques and modalities from. And then it was really through my own healing journey, through me being unhappy in a 12-year relationship, knowing that I was unhappy and choosing to leave. I left my hometown, I moved across the country by myself, and I really started life over, super lost. Super confused. And so through my healing, I sought out other healers and readers just to get some guidance and direction and help energetically, because I was at a pretty low at that point. But through that, I started to feel myself transforming and changing and seeing the hope in my future. Some of them also offered courses, which I was curious just for myself. What if I could learn these modalities and help heal myself or help read for myself and give myself some more direction? But through that, we practiced with our classmates and practiced with our friends and family and friends of friends and so forth. And then I really realized that I too had a gift and that I was helping other people transform just like how I had transformed. And then I thought to myself, like, I am a little shy and nervous at the time to do this. But then I thought, you know, if those healers back in the Philippines decided not to use their gifts to help other people because they were shy or not wanting to do that, then my grandpa wouldn't be living today. And so if I have this ability, then I'm going to use it and I'm going to use it to the best of my abilities. And so, yeah, that's what drove me here today.
I love it. That is so inspirational. It's so wild. You know, it's just these are stories that you hear once in a while and it just like blows your mind, you know. And people don't realize the power of energy healing, the power of the spiritual world and how the spiritual world works. And there's so much to be learned and there's so much power when you connect with the spiritual world. And all you have to do is believe. And when you hear stories like this, you know, you can't help but not realize that there is something more out there than just what we see on planet Earth. That, you know, and like we were talking before, if there was no energy, we wouldn't be alive. You know, like energy is what keeps us going. It produces oxygen and, you know, it helps grow, make things grow. You know, we need energy. Like the world is pretty much almost, I forgot the percentage, but it's like, you know, we're almost like 100% run by energy. So it's like, it's a no-brainer, you know, that, you know, energy doesn't die, it stays. So it's always there. You know, and so you can always, you know, work on healing energy and changing energy by using your powerful energy and putting it, you know, next to somebody else. And then that person absorbs the energy because it's just like the rest of the world, we absorb energy, everything, animals, trees, everything, you know. And so if you have an energy healer, you know, with positive energy and they're healthy and they're working with somebody, you know, a lot of goodness and a lot of miracles could definitely happen.
Absolutely. And I even just think back to my grandpa's story, and he going into this, he was not a believer in energy healers at all, actually. He thought it was woo-woo and thought, you know, it was a little out there, especially back then when this happened to him. But at that point in his life, he was pretty desperate and willing to try anything. And so he said yes. But I just think about what would have happened if he had not been open to it. And you know, like, I'm not here to say that energy healing cures all cancers or all forms of disease or anything like that, although it did happen for him. But I will say that it is so powerful that it can shift perspective at minimum, shift perspective, and it can obviously do so much more. And so, like, why not be open to at least like being curious about it, right?
100%, 100%. Now, can you elaborate on the concept of Akashic record readings and how they can provide clarity and guidance to individuals that are seeking a deeper understanding of their soul's journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Akashic Records is essentially a record of your soul and the past lives that your soul has lived, as well as the future possible timelines, so future possible life paths that are available to you. And so what happens in an Akashic Record reading is that we'll open up the records for a client. Oftentimes, your past lives will come through and show something about what occurred in that past life and how it relates to what you're going through in this current lifetime. So, what happens is that we'll often see repeated soul contracts, soul mates, karmic lessons, life lessons, as well as your soul family. And so, that all really relates to what your current life is like. We also see your future possible timelines, so your future possible life paths, what your current life path looks like, and then what those higher possible timelines look like, which means the higher, which sorry, means the timelines that you're resonating in a little bit of a higher frequency where you're more aligned and you're more joyful and more blissful. And of course, your spirit team and your loved ones come through as well, and they really just support you with guidance for how to get to those higher timelines. It's like such an incredible tool to use. I think it helped me immensely through my healing journey because, as I was mentioning before, I was super lost at that point in my life when I had ended that relationship and moved across the country, not knowing what my future was. I was also grieving, like the life that I thought I was going to live. But it helped me because I got to see what my future possible timelines looked like. And then my guides gave me guidance for how I can get there. It's, yeah, like it's amazing because what happens is that your spirit team and your guides, they can kind of see your whole timeline from the day you come to Earth and the end of your timeline. But of course, we're here as humans on Earth. And so they can't give us like the A to Z of everything that's going to happen because then we'd be like, well, why do I want to experience this whole thing called life? But they are here to pop in, like, especially through guidance or through the Akashic records to give us guidance along the way, help us like pivot into those higher frequencies and higher timelines because they can see the bigger picture. And so they're giving us nuggets all the time of how can I help you? How can I help you get there?
Now, how exactly is it done, the reading?
Yes. So all of my readings are virtual, but my clients and I, we meet. I say an opening mantra or prayer, whatever you want to call it, which is them giving me access to their records. I open up their records, then their past lives will come through. I see imagery and symbolism and whatever their team is trying to communicate to me. It will also speak to their loved ones that have passed who want to come through at this time and provide some guidance. And then at the end, I say another mantra prayer to close the records and put that record, it's like a book, put it metaphysically back on the shelf. And
I
yeah.
love that. Wow, that's powerful. That's so powerful. Now, how do sacred soul energy healings help clear energy blockages and restores wholeness to individuals on a spiritual level?
Yeah, so what happens in an Akashic record reading? Sometimes we'll see some of those energetic imbalances. It could be like physical blockages or physical pains or ailments in the body. If it's something that's reoccurring, it usually is driven by energy. And to get even deeper, sometimes it comes from energy in this lifetime, and sometimes it comes from energy carried from past lifetimes. To go on a little bit of a tangent, what I've seen for a client, for an example, is that they've had this shoulder pain and it hasn't gone away for many years after therapy, physiotherapies, massages, etc. But when we opened the records, we saw that pain actually came from a past life. And in that past life, they were injured there with like a bow and arrow in that exact area. So it's just interesting because the body and the soul hold on to energy, even if we don't want it to sometimes. And sometimes that energy is unwanted energy that's just kind of stuck. And so what I do and what energy healers do is they'll come in energetically and they'll clear it and they'll send it back to source for it to be transmuted so that your body and your energy can release. And then you'll find yourself like more clear and in more flow in the body and energy.
That's wild. Now, what sets your coaching services at Sacred Container apart from others, and how do they contribute to helping clients align with their highest potential?
So the Sacred Container is my one-on-one mentorship. It's an 8-week mentorship, so my clients and I will meet once a week for 8 weeks, but it's really an accelerated healing container. So we'll utilize modalities such as the Akashic records, sacred energy healings, and like hypnotherapy techniques. So that subconscious work as well to help align them with their higher selves, higher potentials, or if they're going through, a difficult time, just to even bring them back into alignment. But it's beautiful because I feel like the Akashic records, energy healing, and hypnotherapy work mind, body, soul. So Akashic records, we see their soul, their soul's blueprint, what their timeline looks like in the future. Then through energy healings, we work with the body, of course, the energetic and physical body. And then through subconscious work, like hypnotherapy, that's where we work on the subconscious mind. Are there any blockages in the subconscious that are kind of stopping you from getting to that next level or stopping you from whatever you're trying to manifest in the future?
Yeah, and people don't realize that there is so much in the back of our brain that's stored that we don't even realize that that we can't really tap into. But sometimes certain things can trigger certain emotions and or thoughts or feelings, and they just come out from nowhere because it's stored from either this life, previous lives, or the lives before and so forth.
Yeah, it's actually 90%. So 90% of your behaviors come from your subconscious mind, which is pretty crazy to me because the 90% is basically your own mind and in my head. And so 10% of the time your conscious mind is driving the bus, but most people really only have a relationship or speak to their conscious mind. The subconscious is like what's running in the background, and sometimes we don't know what's in
Yeah.
there, right? Like it
100%.
could come. Those thoughts can come from childhood. Those thoughts and beliefs can come from past lives. You don't really know unless you start going deeper and figuring out like what's in there. It's crazy to me.
Exactly. Now, did you always feel that you had this gift, or is this something that you later developed? Because there have been people on the show that knew since they were young. Then we've been had people on the show that, later, years later in their lives, all of a sudden they started to tap into their gift, and they didn't never realize prior that they had the gift.
Yeah, I did not know, but looking back, I definitely was very sensitive to spirit or like my guides back then. As a kid, my best friend used to love watching scary movies, and I mean like The Ring, The Exorcist, like those terrifying movies, which I will never watch today. But I used to sleepwalk and I used to be terrified of the dark and I used to feel things all the time and I used to not be able to sleep, which looking back now, I was just sensitive to energies. And then, of course, like when I was taking in that kind of energy, it was just opening up my door to those denser energies, if you want to call them that. But it was only, later on in life when I started healing myself and then eventually practicing with other people, that's kind of when I realized like, oh, I too have a gift. It runs in my family. I kind of know where it comes from, but I didn't think that I had that for myself until then.
That's pretty amazing. That's amazing. Now, how do you approach combining the aesthetic wisdom, energy healing, and intuitive coaching to provide a holistic approach to healing and transformation?
Yeah, like as I mentioned, combining all three of those types of healings or modalities, if you want to call them that, really is the holistic approach to how I help my clients because with the Akashic Records, we're helping them understand themselves and their purpose and their soul on a soul level, as well as their possible timelines. And then with energy healings, like working through their energetic body and then subconscious reframing, hypnotherapy, working on their subconscious mind. And I really feel like that balance of working on all three helps clients so much because what happens sometimes is that we have these manifestations, let's say, or we have what we've seen in our Akashic records as our future possible timelines. But then we kind of leave the session and then we're like, okay, how am I going to get there? Is this possible? And then all of those doubts start to creep in. But that's kind of where I love working with the subconscious mind, and I love working with energy work because we're clearing out energetic blockages, and then we're going even deeper and working on those subconscious thoughts to help that alignment from your current timeline or your manifestation and your current life to kind of come together and eventually merge.
Wow, that's pretty, that's amazing. I all this stuff always intrigued me, and I've always, considered myself a spiritual person. And if you believe and you take time to really, I think, connect with your inner self, I think, we all carry the sixth sense. We all carry the ability to connect with the spiritual world. It's just opening ourselves up to it, I think.
Absolutely. And I will say too, like, as humans, we're experiencing life and we don't know what's going to come in the future for most people, right? Even for myself, like, you don't know the future 100%, but using tools like this do help so much because it does give that guidance. And then, of course, when you're working with energy and you're working on those subconscious thoughts, it really helps expedite things and make things move faster and with more ease. Otherwise, I feel like if you're not doing that inner work, you're kind of like moving through life with through mud sometimes, right? Because it's more difficult. But once you start to clear what's not needed out, and then you start to align with those higher frequencies and higher life paths and higher timelines, life does start to feel a little easier. Even when you are hit with uncertainties and things that you aren't expecting, they don't feel as heavy as they might have felt before.
Is there a way that people can clear out that negative energy at home? Is there exercises they could do that could help, restore their positive energy and let go of that negative energy that might be holding them back in certain areas of their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. There's many things you can do, but if you want to do it yourself at home, I think first starting off with being clear of maybe being cognizant of what's holding you back. So, like, let's say you're trying to manifest something in life. What are those beliefs? And be really real with yourself. Like, what are those belief systems that might be holding you back from obtaining that? Is it that I don't think I deserve it? I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. What is it? What's kind of what's that mantra that's not serving you? And so seeing that on paper and being really real and knowing that that's kind of what's happening, and then seeing if you can reframe it. Can you reframe it to a different, more positive mantra? I'm not worthy, of course, would turn into I am worthy. These are my gifts. This is what I'm providing to the world. I don't deserve could be like, of course, I do deserve. This is what, this is why. And so it might take a little bit of time to do that, or it might not, but just being really real with what you think might be holding you back and reframing that, and then continuing that mantra or affirmation of the positive. That will shift your energy a lot. And even though it may feel silly at first, the first time you do it, possibly, the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll feel with that saying or with that mantra, and then eventually your energy will shift, and then your subconscious mind will start to believe it, and you'll feel lighter. Those negative self-talk will start to clear out.
Now, how do you ensure that your clients feel supportive and empowered throughout their healing journey with you?
Yeah, like I always say, it's the client co-creating and using these tools to write their own life, right? So I'm not here to tell you this is right or wrong. I'm doing everything for you. I want the client to feel empowered. I'm choosing to work through my subconscious inner work. I'm choosing to clear out these energies and make decisions for myself that will bring in more of that positive energy. And I always say the Akashic Records, people will ask sometimes, like, is your life written out for you before you come into this earth? And I think it's a little bit of both. So I believe, and what I've seen is that, you don't choose, or like your script chooses your parents, your family. Like, you don't get to choose that. That's just what you're born into and what you chose in this incarnation. You choose like the lessons that you want to learn before coming into this life. Those are the choices that were kind of made for you. But what happens, and think of those choices and that life script as a movie. But you as a human have free will and choice. And so you are the producer and the director of that movie. So you can decide, do I want to write off a certain character and write in a certain character? Do I want to pivot this a little bit and change the storyline a little? That's so powerful because we do still have choice, and it's up to us to use tools and whatever we want to co-create with the universe to whatever life we want to live.
So, did the universe have a plan for us, or is it something that they gave us options and we chose certain options?
It's a little bit of both. Like the universe, before we come into what I see in the Akashic records, is before we are born, our soul decides, okay, I'm going to come into this life with these purposes. These are the lessons that I want to learn. These are the people or souls who I'm going to have soul contracts with, which means like who I'm going to learn lessons with, who I'm going to be in relationships with, who my parents are going to be, what my biggest life struggles are going to be. That's what our soul chooses before coming into this life. But then, of course, as we're born and we move throughout life, we still are human and we are empowered and we can choose like our dynamics of those relationships. We can choose if we want to learn those lessons or not and possibly repeat them in future timelines. So it's a little bit of both. Like we do have choice, but some of those things were kind of chosen for us. We just don't know it yet, right?
That's very cool. I like that. Now, what kind of advice would you give to individuals who are interested in exploring the Akashic records and reading or energy healing, but are unsure where to start?
Yeah, I mean, just follow that curiosity, I would say, because there's a reason why your soul is curious. It might be your higher self, or perhaps your past selves or past lives that are curious, but there's a reason why you're curious into learning more. So I would just say, if you're skeptical or not sure yet, just to explore that curiosity and just learn more. You can find a lot through like my social media. I share a lot about what Akashic records are, and there's a lot out there. So just explore that curiosity.
I love that. I love that. And lastly, what future developments or offerings can listeners look forward to from you and your healing services?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I do offer my one-on-one mentorship to work with clients in that eight-week sacred container. But if you're not ready for that yet, I do also offer individual sessions. So they're an hour long, they're all virtual. We meet through Zoom and I record the sessions for you so you don't have to remember anything and you can just fully be present. But yeah, I would love to connect and I'd love to see future clients.
Now, if you do the Akashic Records, is that like a one session thing, or is that like something that takes time little by little?
It really depends on what the client is looking for. I've had some clients come like once a week because they're going through a big transition in their life. And for that client, they were going through big transitions in their personal life, but also through business. So we can also open up the Akashic records of a business because that is an entity and soul in itself as well too. So it just depends on how much information they want out of their Akashic records. And then other clients, they may come less frequently than that. So it's totally dependent. But I will say, like, as we move throughout our timelines, our Akashic records, the information that comes through is always different each time. Because, yeah, like, as we make choices every day, our timeline kind of looks different all the time. And so if I open my records today, and say I make a big life choice tomorrow, my records, if I open them the day after, will look pretty different because I've made a huge choice. But should I not, then the records typically don't vary that much from what I just saw a few days ago. So it just depends on what the client is going through and what they're looking for too.
Do you believe that life has a specific journey, and when we complete that journey, it crosses over? But or do you believe that things could change, and that specific journey that you were meant to be could also change and not go exactly as planned?
I think that, well, for me, I know that my journey never went as planned, but right? I think that happens a lot. But it's always on purpose. But that's why I just like love the Akashic records because I feel like it does help me understand what's kind of happening in the in those uncertain times. So I do believe a little bit of both.
I love that. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to pull out some important things, what things would you like to emphasize to the listeners today?
I want to emphasize that manifesting your dreams or aligning with your highest timeline is a lot easier than what people may think it is. Using tools like the Akashic Records or even working on your own healing and your subconscious thoughts can shift so much where it does make aligning with your highest potential feel a lot easier.
Right. Now, where can people contact you?
Yeah, I would love if we could connect on social media. So my handle is at Sol and Luna Healing. That's Sol and Luna Healing. And if you'd like to book a session with me, you can find me at solandlunahealing.com.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing, and I'd love to have you back on the show. Today's interview was really outstanding, and I love how you really you make us really think about about our past lives and about what we can how what our journeys have in store for us and how they could change, and it's really intriguing, and I find it very intriguing. And I do believe that we are definitely we have spirits and guides, and people are always watching over us. And I think anything can actually change. I think we're here for a purpose, but definitely along the way, I think things could definitely change, according to, how whatever happens, one day, something could happen and which changes your whole entire journey. You never know, you never know. It's true. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Bree, for being on the show. Before we go, is there anything else that you want to include in this conversation?
I just want to make sure that people know that the power is with them and that these types of modalities, these are just tools that can help you throughout life. But my goal is to just help people move through life a lot easier and with more flow and excitement because, like, that's what life is supposed to be like. The world is abundant and we're supposed to experience all of that abundance.
100%, definitely. Well, this has been great, Bree. Thank you so much for being on this show. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate everything that you had to say today. You really brought a lot of information, a lot of helpful information to our show today. So I thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome.